This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Well, Jonathan's out riding horses in Montana with his family, so he's got a legitimate signed excuse by Robert Scott Bell. I wish we were up there with him. In the meantime, we have Super Don here making it sound so good. Ben is on the board of GCN, and we have Cheryl Chumley from WorldNet Daily, as we always open the Sacred Fire of Liberty together with. And we're going to have special guest Terry LaPointe joining us momentarily from MedicalKidnap.com. First and foremost, Cheryl, just want to check in with you. All's well, even though we got to cover some serious topics tonight.
All's well. Thank you for having me as usual. I look forward to our special guest.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Super Don, you and I have been covering this, and you've been a go-between for a lot of these medical kidnap stories we've covered over the last few years, and it's devastating. I just did a Periscope update video before we went on to talk about this issue. I've said it this way. I said, you know, in violation of the First Amendment, we have a state-sanctioned religion in the United States of America happening at the federal and state and sometimes local levels, and this is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. It's modern medicine, because if parents, families go against the wishes of the medical community, the doctors, the hospitals that would profit, then suddenly these children can be taken away, not because they're genuinely in danger. We recognize that can occasionally happen, but because they're not participating in that church, that belief system, in the same way that the state feels that they should. And this is a very big problem. And now in Alabama, it's gotten even bigger and badder as they're attacking one of the media components covering this story, and that is Terry LaPointe at MedicalKidnap.com. And just a stunning revelation here. Not only is it just an outrage that they're taking children away, but the fact that they're trying to silence the media talking about it. Terry, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you bringing attention to these families.
Yeah, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so you can refresh your memory, or if you're first time you've ever been connected to this kind of information. And Terry, before I get you to go into it further, I just want the initial impressions from Cheryl Chumley, because Super Don sent her the article on this, and you have some knowledge of working with the CPSs and the attorneys, the courts in this, not this specific case, but in situations maybe similar.
Right. Well, my initial impression, I guess, was shock. I think I, like most Americans, is outraged to learn that stuff like this goes on, but it makes you shake your head and wonder, can this possibly be true? And, you know, I read through all the documents you sent, the stories, and it really does seem horrific. And then to go after the report of the journalist who is covering this type of information, that's just a First Amendment hit we should all be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. And Terry, you know, if you want to update us briefly on the Alabama case that got this thing rolling, and the fact that that a judge actually called you in without a subpoena to kind of maybe play a muscle game with you just to not cover this story. What's going on?
I think they really are trying to silence this. They want all the media attention to go away. I was surprised. I just went there simply to support this young mother. I had told her I would, and She's not too far from me geographically, so I was there just for moral support, really. I wasn't even there necessarily as a journalist, but they called me in to, I guess, try to let me know that this isn't the way you play ball here, that I'm supposed to play by the confidentiality laws, and he wanted me to make sure that I was aware of the confidentiality laws. So I did some research, and I found out the confidentiality laws, they don't mean what he implied that they mean. What they mean, what the confidentiality laws mean, is the people within the system can't leak all this information that's going out to senators and bloggers everywhere where they've got this inside information. It means the confidentiality laws apply to them, but it does not apply to the family. The family is not supposed to be silenced. This is their family. They have the First Amendment right to talk about what's going on in their family.
Terry, in the meantime, the courts or the government officials are spewing horrible things about the family, trying to make them guilty in the media, if you will. And, you know, are they being berated by the judge in the same way they were trying to do to you with your coverage through medicalkidnap.com?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard them being called in or any kind of things being said to them. And the family is understandably upset. They don't understand why people can spread lies and rumors about them, but they're being told they can't say anything and tell the facts.
Well, what was it that prompted Child Protection Services, or whatever they call it in Alabama, to take these little babies away from their mother? They were breastfeeding and everything. What was the accusation?
We never. I don't know that the family ever got court papers that said what the real reason was that they were going after them. We didn't get a court order, and that was a problem in the hospital room. There was no court order. There was no warrant. They just said we have a DHR pickup order. Nobody had a piece of paper. Nobody showed us anything. But they said that they have the right to do this and take this baby, and they said they had safety concerns. Well, the grandparents' house had been approved for another grandchild a week before by that same system.
Well, so, where's the due process in this? Let me ask Cheryl Chumley. Tell everybody what it is your experience has been in that. Because I'm not saying there's never a case where there's genuine abuse of children that you want to go and protect them, But Cheryl, on the inside, I want to ask you, Cheryl Chumley now, what is it that you see, the problems of this system where it probably more often gets things wrong, not to the benefit of the child, but the detriment of the entire family?
Right. Well, my involvement with social services systems is that I'm a CASA, a court-appointed special advocate. I volunteer, basically, and I'm trained to help judges make the difficult decision of where abused and neglected children should be placed. CASAs enter the scene after social services do what's called an emergency removal, take the child out of a home because of a complaint or evidence of abuse. And then in Virginia, where I live, what the state law is, if social services does an emergency removal, they do not need a court order to do that. But within a certain amount of time, I believe it's 72 hours in Virginia, they have to have a court order in order to continue that emergency removal of the child. In other words, there has to be a court hearing where a judge actually hears the evidence that social services use to remove that child. And then the other parties also get to come and make their cases then. And if the judge decides, hey, there's not enough evidence, the child goes back into the home. If the judge decides there was enough evidence to make that emergency removal, then it kicks in this long process of the family having to fight to get their child back. The problem is, and I've seen this firsthand, social services is just overtasked and overburdened. CASAs get one case at a time because it takes that much effort and work to realize what's in the best interest of the child. Social service workers, though, they get between 15, 20, sometimes even more cases. And so they're just trying to get these kids through the system as fast as possible. And they may not have time to do all their due diligence or abide all the laws.
Yeah, and then the problem we've seen in some of these cases, and Terry, I don't know if this is the case here, that we get hospitals involved, we get pharmaceutical kickbacks, we get tax kickbacks. There's all kinds of things that are conflicts of interest, and now we have a judge that is operating actively to suppress the First Amendment in cases of coverage of these things.
Right, and I was already investigating the family with the older sister of the young girl, and looking into a history of this family being targeted. And you know, your first thought is surely not. Okay, there's some real reasons they're involved with this family, and I went back through tons and tons and tons of documentation and done lots of interviews. I've gathered the evidence, and what I see is the pattern of this family being targeted. And this family is a loving family. They want to be together. There's no abuse in this home. There's no sexual abuser in the home. There's no drugs in the home. There's nothing. There's been a series of many allegations over the years from who knows where, and they all end up being unfounded or unsubstantiated.
So the question is there a, you know, why are they targeted? This is an issue like we've covered in Canada recently with David Stephan and family, and they have, a dietary supplement company that has really stood up to Health Canada, their FDA, and they beat them back. They didn't cower in their presence. They said, we have a right to do these supplements, and because of that, it seems that there was a targeting of the family in a tragic circumstance. But is there any kind of history here as to why they would target this family?
That we have not been able to ascertain. The grandfather is a retired police officer, so for 35 years he knows the law, and if somebody somewhere doesn't like him, and I don't know if it's about him or what, but there was an instance that started things. Okay, let me back up just a tiny bit. The kids ended up in their grandparents' custody because there were reasons that they needed to be not in their mother's custody. Their mother was going through some difficult things, and I actually suspect that had the government not gotten involved, the family still would have dealt with it, because that's what families do. They support each other, and when one is struggling, they kind of pick up the slack. That's what a real family does. But the HR had gotten involved, and so... But the kids were with their grandparents for their whole lives. As long as they've lived, they've been with their grandparents. And there was an incident years ago where, I've interviewed all the kids. It's just, you won't even believe this. The one boy was 12 at the time, and he popped his sister's bra strap.
Well, what brother and sister haven't done something like that?
My whole junior high did it. But somehow, by the time the weekend was over, this turned into allegations that he had done all kinds of horrible things. I think he probably didn't even know what they were.
Right. Terry, we got to take a break. I need you to hold the thought. Also, the concern I have, of course, when you centralize bureaucracy, even on a local level, and give too much power without checks and balances, families can be destroyed needlessly for other things, including retaliation.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Cheryl Chumley writes for WorldNet Daily. She's also the author of The Devil in D.C., and she's got another great article she wrote recently about, you know, the whole gun control thing after each shooting. She says, gun control, what about pill control? And we have that linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We kind of altered course today because of a big issue out of Alabama, medicalkidnap.com. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Terry LaPointe is with us. And Cheryl has a lot of experience within so-called child protective services, the courts, when it comes to abuse of kids and things. And Terry brought up some issues, and we talked about targeting and retaliation. And Cheryl, you've seen that firsthand, that this indeed goes on.
I have. As a CASA, I work for the judge specifically, so I work parallel with social services, and I have access to all the information they have to decide the best interests of the child, but I come to my own independent conclusion. And so on a couple of my cases that I've had over the last 3 years, there's been at least two instances where social services has, wrongfully listed one of the family members as being on illegal drugs, when in fact they weren't, and drug tests have confirmed that. And I don't know if this is careless reporting on social services or more targeted against the family, but I also know from firsthand experience that, you know, the other CASAs I meet with on a monthly basis or so have anecdotally spoken about how they've seen firsthand social services seem to target families to keep the children away from them. There's plenty of social service agents out there who just have a great, heart for families, and they do a good job, but like any other field, if there's a few in there that are bad seeds, they really disrupt everything. They can do devastation to families.
Well, can you imagine as a reporter, as a journalist that you are, that the judge would then say to you, no, you can't report on this. You don't report on this. I want you to be quiet, right? That to me is taking it to another level. It says, only somebody that has something to hide would do that.
Right. And that's the question that a lot of people start to ask.
Mm-hmm. What is it? And, of course, patterns. If this was a one-off, you'd say, okay, something weird. But if you're seeing a pattern and other families are reporting strange anomalies, my child was taken from me, my baby was taken, they never explained why, what happened here. That's what we saw in Arizona. We saw it in Chicago at Lurie's Children's Hospital. We've covered it out of Boston Children's Hospital. I mean, with there's so many of these cases now. And I'm just thinking that, you know, Terry, of course, with medicalkidnap.com, you've highlighted a lot. This is just the latest, but is there something people can do to help out in this situation?
Keep the pressure on. We've got to keep letting people know that this is going on. If they can win by spreading rumors and lies about families that the family is not able to challenge because they're being threatened that they need to be silenced, then they win. And the cost is very high. Families are being destroyed. So media attention makes a big difference. Calling legislators, letting people know that you're watching, that you're paying attention, and holding them accountable to due process and the Fourth Amendment, because I haven't seen these laws being followed in this case. I don't understand why there's no accountability, but they do work for the government, and as such, they are accountable to we the people.
Well, that's why this power to take away children. I don't know, Cheryl, what kind of oversight could be done. I know that they've attempted to do it, but we're seeing so much corruption in this around the country that I've got a lot of questions about, you know, more cases than not being abusive process and abusive families, not abusive children.
Yeah, and you know what? I would predict more is coming because as we move farther and farther away from the idea that parents' rights trump all, and closer to the idea that the government knows best for our families, you know, we're only going to see more cases like this. That's my sad prediction.
Hmm. Well, it's kind of a bummer story, but again, it's an important story to cover, and it's not the first and won't be the last. You know, bringing the light of truth into these areas, the First Amendment, pushing it for all it's worth, journalists, and especially those that don't work for the big media. I mean, this is where new media is happening. This is where we're covering things they're loath to cover. We don't ask permission where none is required. That's a very important point, and our founders understood that as well. And it's time to support, you know, the new media and the things that, of course, that Terry LaPointe is doing here to get the word out. Terry, I appreciate your coverage of this and your willingness to come on with short notice.
No problem. I appreciate you covering this and over the past months and years, because people need to understand that this really is happening, and every family's at risk.
All right, well, we'll keep our eyes on it. Cheryl Chumley, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do, and I appreciate your chiming in on an area where I didn't realize you had even more expertise than you already have on so many things.
I know.
Thanks, Cheryl. All right, we're going to be back. Norm Singleton, Campaign for Liberty. We'll talk about Brexit. We'll talk about SB 277 in California. A lawsuit is about to drop against the state. That and a whole lot more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we got some updates in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. A major lawsuit about to be dropped in the state of California against the state of California. And a number of plaintiffs, including a nonprofit and I think three families as well, that are impacted on this SB 277, which would mandate vaccines without exemption, unless you can find a doctor to write a medical exemption,
And good luck finding them, because they're being targeted for assault by the state, because the state doesn't want anybody to squeeze out of it, even for religious objections. Again, in pure violation of the First Amendment. And they say in California, if you don't get up to date, your kids can't even go to private school. Okay? You know, I as much as I'm opposed to mandates and forceful things from government, okay, you can accept the benefit from government, which some people say it's a right, it's arguable, to go to school, but your taxes cover it, property taxes typically. They say you couldn't go to public school. Okay, all right, so go to private school. Nope, you can't even do that. You're only left with homeschooling, and not everybody is able to do that, even though I'm a big supporter and proponent of homeschooling. So check out this lawsuit. We've got an update on it. We're going to be talking more about it tomorrow in the next coming days, weeks, and months as well, as the people of California that have some semblance of sanity left are going to fight back, or else they're just going to have to leave the state. Norm Singleton is back with the Campaign for Liberty. And before we get into the Brexit-Texit discussion, can you imagine? You know, I know you've got, you're like a godfather now. Was it like a nephew? What is it you're taking care of a lot of times during the show?
Godson, he's actually here with me right now on a beautiful night. Thank you, climate change, for changing to more pleasant weather.
Yeah, it could have nothing to do with the activity of the sun, of course.
Right. It's all man-made, and I know that's a hate crime and a thought crime today. But that is outrageous. Private schools. I mean, you're right. You know, you could say, well, if you want to take a benefit from public schools, government-run schools, then maybe you should comply with certain laws about your child, and you have the right to opt out. But to say that private education, and, you know, eventually they're going to reach homeschoolers. They're going to find a way to do that. And I also will say, though, on homeschooling curriculum, if anybody, parents or grandparents are out there interested in exploring homeschooling, a solid curriculum that is developed by experts and but also is designed to teach the history and ideas of liberty, you can always try there's the Ron Paul curriculum.
Yes, the Ron Paul homeschool curriculum, highly recommended, absolutely.
But this is really an outrage.
Is a Campaign for Liberty covered this issue with SB 277? Because I think this would be right up your alley to go, good Lord, is this an overreach or what?
We haven't, although we've opposed mandatory vaccines in the past. The thing is, with California, that state, the politics of that are so awful. I mean, this is a state whose governor vetoed or signed right to die legislation, which assisted suicide legislation, which I know you can make a strong case that it's for, that it does line up with libertarian principles. But then he vetoed right to try legislation that we've talked about with Jonathan before, that says that in a state that terminal patients can try drugs under state law even if they're not FDA approved. And Governor Governor Moonbeam, for those of you who remember him from the 70s, justification was he didn't want to interfere with the FDA's job.
Well, yeah, so incredible. The FDA is limiting people trying to do life-saving measures because they don't approve of them. Again, in violation of your right to life.
Well, what I would hope is that there is massive civil disobedience in California, peaceful protests of parents saying that they exercise the right, and that there is massive resistance among the among private schools and homeschoolers, and that one way to maybe get around it is to form homeschooling cooperatives and say that we're not. A private school, we're a homeschooling organization. You know, nobody in here is a certified educator, but we're just a group of families who come together to homeschool as a group.
Yeah, I love the creative.
I don't know, the laws or that, but,
Norm, yeah, the creatives.
the creativity involved in that is brilliant, and I'd like to see it happen. I know California is draconian, many of the restrictions even on homeschooling, but I think this is happening. In fact, tomorrow, the 1st of July, there'll be a major uprising, if you will, a gathering, hopefully of thousands of people in Santa Monica and around the state. And we have links to that in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. We'll be following through on how that went on our Sunday broadcast. Now, going to England, the United Kingdom. Now, we declared independence from them a long time ago, although now we're looking to maybe have to declare independence from our own federal government, much like we had to do from the Crown because of what's happened. But Nigel Farage of the UKIP, I think it was a UKIP party, has been just went on a tear there. And we have some clips. And I want to play this one clip talking about what he feels the vote of Brexit to exit the European Union was about. Among many things, one of them might be a rejection of multinationals. Give a listen to this, Norm.
What happened last Thursday was a remarkable result. It was indeed a seismic result, not just for British politics, for European politics, but perhaps even for global politics too, because what the little people did, what the ordinary people did, what the people who have been oppressed over the last few years and seen their living standards go down, they rejected the multinationals. They rejected the merchant banks. They rejected big politics. And they said, actually, we want our country back. We want our fishing waters back. We want our borders back. We want to be an independent, self-governing, normal nation. And that is what we have done, and that is what must happen.
How unreasonable, huh, Norm?
Well, that's exactly the point, is that the EU has this unelected bureaucracy in Brussels. They call themselves a parliament, but they're not what I think that the English tradition recognizes as a parliament. They are, their rules are, they're incredibly disrespectful of traditions of what we would call true free markets and free trade. They just released, ironically, a week after Brexit, they released a new edict saying that, bottled water companies couldn't say that drinking water cures hydration because they said they spent money studying it and they found no evidence of that. I think everybody who's ever been dehydrated understands or slightly dehydrated. I mean, maybe they're talking about when you have the flu or something and your body gets to a point where you have to go to the hospital, as happened to me last December, and you need a saline solution applied.
An IV.
An IV. Okay, yeah. Okay. You know, that's more serious than something that just drinking a couple bottles of bottled water will help. But the idea that drinking water isn't a way to cure or prevent just routine dehydration from being out in the sun or exercising or just
right,
drinking enough water is just absurd, and it strikes people as patently absurd. And this is the type of thing that I think the people of Britain and the people of other areas are getting tired of. Plus, there's the economic issue. There's the fact that a European central bank, there's bailouts. I mean, people, I think in Britain, and it's going to spread to Germany, they don't want to be forced to bail out countries like Greece and Spain.
It's eerily
the economic contagion touching them.
Norm, it's eerily similar to what we're going through. We can change the names of the countries and things. How about the bailout of Puerto Rico coming? Things like that. And you say, my goodness, what about the trade issue? Obama says, well, if Britain, if you leave the European Union, you're going to the back of the line, buddy. We're not going to trade with you. It's like, what kind of outrage is that? What about a country being able to negotiate fair trade deals that are real trade, not trade for multinationals? Listen to this clip of Nigel Farage of UKIP in England on that issue.
Let us listen to some simple, pragmatic economics. We, between us, between your countries and my country, we do an enormous amount of business in goods and services. That trade is mutually beneficial to both of us. That trade matters. If you were to decide to cut off your noses, to spite your faces, and to reject any idea of a sensible trade deal, the consequences would be far worse for you than it would be for us.
So he's just basically laying out the premises, like, why do we need to be part of an EU to have trade deals? Can't we make and negotiate? And this is whether you like Trump or not. You know, he talks out, speaks out tremendously against globalism and the fact that, you know, I want to make trade deals that are good for us. Whereas NAFTA, CAFTA, GATT, you know, the WTO and the TPP, all of these things tend to be good for multinationals, maybe not so good for the American people and the workers.
That's right. And, of course, GATT and the WTO and NAFTA, you don't need all these bureaucracies to have true free trade. All you need to do is lower tariff barriers and allow for free movement of goods and a free movement of people that does not attach to the welfare state or have a even a political right to it. I think that the idea that you have this WTO which can tell sovereign nations that tries to tell America, you know, get rid of some tax breaks for corporations because that's an unfair trade practice. That's not free trade. That's phony trade, and that's an outrage.
Right, right. Now, what about in terms of the 50 states united? Some buckling and rumbling to say, you know what, and I said this, if Hillary Clinton becomes president, maybe the good thing happens is that Texas secedes, becomes the Republic of Texas, and we can have a President Ron Paul or a President Michael Badnarik. We'll talk with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty about that and more after this break. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com. Take you to Campaign for Liberty as well. It is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Service may not be available in all states.
Attention. This is an important message for anyone who had an IVC filter implanted to prevent blood clots from traveling to their heart or lungs. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Call the IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. IVC filters have been known to fracture and cause tearing of the heart, lungs, or vena cava, internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, and even death. Our network of experienced attorneys is ready to fight for you at no charge. You pay no fees unless your case is settled. But hurry, time is limited to make a claim, so call now for a free confidential consultation. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one has had an IVC filter implanted, call IVC Filter Justice now at 800-870-7899. 800-870-7899. That's 800-870-7899.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I will be doing an immune system reboot up in Belleville, Ohio at Whitaker's Farm Market, July 22nd. We got National Health Freedom Congress up in Northfield, Minnesota at St. Olaf College, July 31st through the August of the 2nd. And Constitution class with Michael Badnarik, Central Florida. We've postponed it so I can have more time to prep and put the word out. August 13th, and that's in Mount Dora, Florida. So check that out. There's a lot more there. Norm Singleton continues now from the Campaign for Liberty. We were talking Brexit to Texit. You know, I teased about Texas wanting to become a republic again and secede. If Hillary becomes president, I could predict that could happen.
Well, there's a movement of various or fluctuating seriousness to get out of, for Texas to secede from the Union. There's claims that they have the legal right to, because it's part of the terms under which they were admitted to the Union. And one interesting thing about that is, if you ever notice in Texas, the Texas flag, I think it's allowed to fly, I believe it's allowed to fly above the American flag or at equal level, and it's the only state that's allowed to do that.
What I would say, Norm,
why
the Declaration of Independence can't be nullified by the Constitution, can it? Because, you know, the right to alter or abolish is in there, even though they say the Civil War decided that. I'm thinking, well, that's violence to decide something, but that's not, it didn't overturn the Declaration of Independence, did it?
No, they didn't. No, it didn't. And the Declaration states that when a government becomes oppressive, this is what we will always be celebrating at our barbecues and fireworks on Monday.
Right.
And when a government becomes oppressive, you have the right. We as people have the right to peacefully leave it. And there's a strong case to be made, and Ron Paul and others have made it, that secession is not only legal, but it's morally justified. Texas and other states do have a moral right to leave the union. There is not a complicating moral dilemma of slavery today that would muck up the debate for libertarians and other champions of freedom and limited government. And there's really no reason why this shouldn't be considered. At the very least, we should always be looking to decentralize power. And unfortunately, I don't think that either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump necessarily have an understanding of that, of that basic concept.
Right,
which is,
right.
Of course, one of the factors behind the Brexit movement.
Well, exactly. And again, for people that thinking we're promoting radical ideas, well, our founding fathers were very radical to the crown in England. And if that's going to be your litmus, then so be it. From Brexit to Texit, of course, also the issue of GMO labeling back in the news. The Senate appears ready to vote on watering down of Vermont. You know, they want to preempt state law that would require labeling of, you know, truth in labeling. Like, this is, if you got a GMO product, then say it. You know, I can't understand still to this day, Norm, if you're so proud that you get a patent for your product, why wouldn't you want to announce it to the world? And it tells me that the people in a free market aren't really clamoring for GMOs, that this is another welfare or corporate welfare program for companies to profit off of a product that people aren't clamoring for, basically.
That's right. It is. And it's interesting that you have so many so-called champions of the Constitution of Federalism in the Republican Party lining up for this, no matter what your feelings are on the specific question of GMOs. The fact is that this is a 10th Amendment states' rights issue.
Right.
There's no reason why the federal government should be telling Vermont or any other state what laws they can and cannot pass regarding products sold in that state. And
well,
there's ways to deal with the questions of interstate commerce that don't involve a federal ban.
Exactly right, my friend. Norm, it's always a pleasure to have you on board. Everybody, if you haven't signed up for email alerts from the Campaign for Liberty, we've got it linked up in the show notes. Norm, you're helping me bring the power to heal on a political level back where it belongs with each and every one of you out there. Thanks for being with me again.
Thank you.
All right, Norm, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing where the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.